This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls. As usual, you ladies do a great job of mimicking me when I'm not here. I love listening to Jennifer fiddling fudge with Kara at the controls. It's fabulous being actually in a studio with a microphone and a headset and controls, and I can actually like make this all work. So, but I'm going to step aside because it really is Jennifer's time to shine with whatever the trending story is of this hour, Jen. Jen?
Doug will be along momentarily. That's what I like to say. All right.
Yeah, I was enjoying listening to that.
Jussie Smollett is trending again. That name may not sound familiar. Maybe it does. If you've been following the Empire actor who was allegedly attacked in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, there's been a lot of going back and forth. Just to recap the story. Jussie Smollett says he was out late at night in Chicago. I think he might have been near a Subway restaurant, he said. Maybe he was going in and out. I don't know. But he said he was attacked by two men who put a noose around his neck, threw some kind of substance on him, really beat the heck out of him. And he ended up getting, he sought medical attention. He got away. He was able to get to his hotel, called the police. He left the noose around his neck, which I think made some people question what had really gone on. When the police got there, they wanted to see his cell phone. He refused to turn over his cell phone. That's been a point of contention between police officers in Chicago and Jussie Smollett, who said, I don't want to turn this over. I'll give you a phone record, but I'm not going to turn over my phone to you. And the police have even come out in what is kind of unusual, saying that they haven't been able to find any footage from street cams of this attack that Jussie Smollett alleges happened several weeks ago. So now, the latest from Page Six is that Jussie Smollett finally provided his phone records to the Chicago Police Department hours after the New York Post had written a big story about the delay and why the delay in turning over these phone records. He said phone records from Jussie's manager were sent to police this week, and Jussie's records were sent over this morning. Both were sent to the chief of staff and the superintendent of police in Chicago, who confirmed the receipt. This is 13 days after the attack, after he said he was a victim of racist and a homophobic attack in Chicago. So now cops are going to be able to look through his cell phone to see what exactly went on to try to create some sort of timeline. But Jussie Smollett said that he is going to figure out who did this to him. He said that this was somebody who said MAGA country as they ran away. But it just seems weird to me, and I'm not questioning his story because obviously something happened to him. He posted pictures of him looking really beaten up. But it just, it's so strange that the Chicago police are handling it in this way where they have not been able to corroborate the story that Jussie Smollett has told. So maybe the cell phone provides more information for them, because this story certainly has taken a strange twist because they haven't really been able to piece together a timeline yet.
Well, all they have is surveillance photos of two people that they have said are persons of interest. And then they found he had said that they had dumped a substance on him that smelled like bleach. And right. Apparently they found the Chicago police found a bottle near where he was attacked, and they sent it to a lab, and it smells like bleach. So they may have another clue. Maybe there's a fingerprint on there. But I guess the weird thing to me is the show, the Fox studio in Chicago, they had been receiving, they had received multiple letters that were sent and addressed to Jussie Smollett, and with, you know, they were threatening letters. They were laced with powder. It turned out to be Tylenol, but I don't understand why they never warned any of the actors. They never, because it was Terrence Howard and Taraji Henson, they're on the show, and they both said that they didn't know about the threatening letters until after Jussie was attacked. To me, really? That's a huge liability for the show. How do you not tell your actors, hey guys, we're getting some threatening letters here.
Death threats, right.
Yeah, be on the lookout, or else maybe he would not have been walking to the subway, and I mean subway shop, not the train. He wouldn't have been walking to a subway shop at 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So, bring me up to date on Representative Ilhan Omar. Is that how you pronounce her name? She's one of four Muslim women in Congress who has been asked to apologize for comments that she made that were clearly anti-Semitic. I mean, everybody's so sensitive these days. Sometimes I believe this stuff gets overplayed. But what I saw, what I heard, what I sensed was this was kind of, it was about the buying of the political lobby or some other thing.
She was insinuating that Israel basically kind of buys its support. She had responded to a tweet from a guy named Glenn Greenwald, sorry, who had said, would love to know what Ilhan thinks that, I'm sorry, hang on one second, I get the original quote. There it is, Glenn Greenwald. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy threatens punishment for Ilhan Minnesota and at Rashida Tlaib, both of them making comments over their criticisms of Israel. It's stunning how much time U.S. political leaders spend defending a foreign nation, even if it means attacking free speech rights of Americans. She responded, it's all about the Benjamin's baby. She had taken on AIPAC, which is where this all started, and was actually called out by both sides. She not necessarily by her Democratic colleagues in Congress, but people like Chelsea Clinton went online and said that she was going too far, that there was a line, she had crossed it. A lot of Republicans in the Congress had called for her to apologize. Finally, Nancy Pelosi yesterday, along with leadership in the Democratic-led Congress, said that she needed to come out and say something. So they forced her into an apology. She did.
She didn't say it.
Oh, no.
I'm really sorry. She just grunted.
Well, I think she knew she'd be in for trouble because she was really condemned. Steny Hoyer, Nancy Pelosi, all the Democratic leadership came together and they urged her to do something. And so she did. She released a statement saying that anti-Semitism is real, and she talked about being grateful for Jewish allies, etc. So she's come out to apologize, but many people believe, well, okay, what's at your heart and you know, what will this mean for your future record in Congress?
Reading through it, it didn't seem like she was, and maybe I'm totally wrong. It didn't feel like to me that she was trying to be anti-Semitic. I think that she was trying to point out lobbyism or lobbying in Congress, which is a real thing that people mm-hmm. are paid by different people
by
to focus on specific
Everybody's
issues. And I think that she
interest.
Went about it the wrong way, and we're very, very anti-Semitism is real, and people are get very, very upset by it, which they should. But
the idea is that when you take a Jewish organization and suggest that they're buying American support because it's just politics,
and you're a Muslim,
it's typically wrong. I think from any vessel, from any person, it's wrong because Americans and
way, Jennifer.
Americans
are
pro-Israel.
This plays into every bad optic that we have about Muslims, people who don't like Muslims to begin with. The right side of the aisle more than the left, perhaps, in this circumstance, because there is such a strong pro-Israel lobby, and it is more on the right than it is on the left. These days it is, anyway. So, in this circumstance, this woman, it just sort of, I was thinking to myself, as I looked earlier this year at who's a member of Congress, how the, you know, women and Muslims and Catholics and Protestants and Jews and all this, you know, they separate their list of every different group or division. We love to separate ourselves, even though we're one country under God, as they say. But I wondered how long it would take for something like this to blow up before something, whether it is an honest mistake or it isn't. The optics are very bad, and this woman has just played into what you say, these Muslims, you can't trust them. Look at what she said. That's been all the last 24 hours. It's been all over the place. So she didn't do her religion, she didn't do her place, she didn't do herself any good. Whether it was an innocent mistake or not, you always, everybody deserves another chance, though. So it's done, it's over, let's move on. And if she comes up with some other gaffe like this, then you know where her heart is. But everybody makes one mistake, you give them one mistake. Everybody should have everything. Say what?
Everybody gets a mulligan.
Yeah, right, exactly. 16 and a half the hour. This is the DJV program.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with Way4Work Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Herbicide L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herbicide L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herbicide L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herbicide L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 16th, 2019.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, other names in the news on the DJV program. The host of Extra, AJ Calloway, has been suspended. He's another one of these sexual misfits, apparently. Been on the Extra show for quite a long time. After several women came forward with Alec. Where have they been, though? Why? What's this? Is this just now? Is he's accused of this, or is he accused of doing it? I see something back there, 2006. So where's everybody been?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. But I guess in June, an author and an domestic violence activist, Silly Abrams, she accused AJ Calloway of sexual assault back in 2006. He was arrested at that time, but I guess for whatever reason, the charges didn't stick. So there is some sort of history there, but I don't know if it's enough.
So this is the accusation. This is from the same period, so why would it stick now if it didn't stick then?
I don't know.
Atmosphere is different.
Well, he's been suspended at his job, so I guess maybe if that's what she felt was justice for whatever happened to her.
His tweet was, I was disappointed to read the false allegations about me in the Hollywood Reporter.
Right.
As I have maintained from the beginning, these allegations are not true. When I was first notified about these allegations by law enforcement. I fully cooperated from the beginning. I don't know. This sounds a little fishy to me. 21 after the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Barracuda. It's music time. It's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug and Jen and Victoria and Karen enjoying the music of Heart. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Famers, because it's a group and that requires plural, right? Farmers are the Heart group headed back on the road this summer with their Love Live tour, or I guess Love Alive it's called. 39 city tour kicking off July 9th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in St. Louis. Why do they call it the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater if it's in St. Louis? Why do they call it the St. Louis Casino Amphitheater? Would somebody check into that place? apparently, yeah. Also going to Chicago, Atlanta, Houston, Denver, and it will actually come here to Los Angeles on September 9th. We're already talking about the end of the summer. Come on. It's wintertime. Ann and Nancy Wilson joined on tour with a really stellar lineup of special guests. Let's see, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Grammy winner Sheryl Crow and Brandi Carlile, too. Nancy Wilson says, quote, "I think this year is a good year to show the collective impact of some of the powerful women in music. We would usually steer clear of the female-centric concept, but in the light of current events, it seems like the right statement at the right time." I don't know about that. Their music has always just been good. There's always room for good music, it would seem. Maybe this underscores some of the themes that...
Well, a lot of women are trying to take women with them on the road, like Carrie Underwood's doing that as well. And because it's hard to have... it's hard, I guess, from what a lot of female musicians have been saying. It's not easy to get on big bills that are run by guys.
Yeah.
They tend to take their guy friends with them on the road.
Yeah, right, exactly. As for the set list, they say it'll be unlike any other Heart tour that has been before. Some of the songs will be classic, of course, but the tour will be a new animal. Tickets for the Love Alive tour are actually going on sale for the general public on Friday at 10 a.m. local time on Live Nation. So you can get screwed by Live Nation again. If you want special guest information, you go to heartmusic.com. All right? Heartmusic.com. Also, musically speaking, at 26 after the hour, Josh Groban announcing a tour for him this summer, the Bridges Tour. kicking off in June. He wrapped up the fall 2018 leg of the Bridges Tour, embarking on another arena tour. His eighth studio album, Bridges, comes out on June 7th. He's set to make stops in Cincinnati, Portland, Santa Barbara. It's a 20-day tour, cities all around the country. And joining him for some of the dates, country singer-songwriter Jennifer Nettles and trumpet player Chris Botti. I don't know much about Chris Botti. Does anybody know anything about Chris
Botti? Yeah, he's really phenomenal. He's played with a lot of...
Whom has he played? Is he a
Well, classical? He's his own artist. He sells out on his own shows. Yeah.
Oh, he does?
But he's also collaborated. Yeah, he's been around for a while. He's played with Sting, and he's done a lot of collaborations with people who kind of get a little bit
How
into jazz.
How would you characterize Josh Groban's music? In what venue is he most comfortable, would you say? What's his audience? Who's his audience?
I don't really
Not
know.
Victoria.
I guess older people. I don't know.
Well, that's what I was thinking. He was
classical, still.
A Bublé? Is he a Bublé sort of performer?
I think there's crossover with that audience. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Anyway, so he's got sold out performances at Madison Square Garden, let's see here. The tickets are on sale Friday as well, 10 a.m. local time for Josh Groban. I'm trying to remember what he looks like, and I'm not even sure I remember. Does he have a beard?
He's kind of tall and skinny. He sometimes has a beard. He's got black, curly hair. He's kind of a dorky-looking guy with glasses.
A dorky-looking guy with glasses.
Look at how Kara smiles.
He doesn't always.
Hear the smile.
He's kind of dorky.
He's a little dorky.
He's super cute.
He's a little dorky.
Ed, what's his face? He's kind of dorky looking, too.
Ed Sheeran is just goofy looking.
He's right. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
I have the car.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes and L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes and L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent windstorm. Here to describe the event, a chest of drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your chest of drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now save up to 50% at the Big Chair event. That's up to 50% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It seems there is a deal to avoid another government shutdown. The president says he isn't thrilled with the bipartisan package that would offer nearly $1.4 billion for border fencing. White House aides say the president is likely to sign it. He also appears ready to declare a national emergency to build the wall.
We're supplementing things and moving things around, and we're doing things that are fantastic and taking from far less important areas.
The president's critics have vowed to challenge such moves in court and in Congress. The Treasury Department says the U.S. national debt has increased. It topped $22 trillion for the first time. The Trump tax cut and increased spending on the military have helped create the jump. When President Trump took office, the national debt was $19.95 trillion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's link us all to the world, shall we? This is the healthiest way for you to start your day or spend time during the day. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be on the DJV program with G-A-G. The J is for Jennifer Horn. Hello. And Victoria Keelan is here. Miss V. And Kara Schillen at the control. All right, so Victoria, bring us around to something that's hot and trendy, will you please?
Yes, well, it's a bit of food news. So the quick and easy foods that Americans love to eat are actually chipping away at our mortality one bite at a time. This is coming from new research. Pardon?
Are you surprised at that?
No, but this is, I think, unfortunately, it's worth talking about because these are the things that, you know, we take for granted. The study, which comes out of France, and it studied like 50,000 people over a long period of time. It's a large-scale study. The study shows that we face a 14% higher risk of early death with each 10% increase in the amount of ultra-processed foods that we eat. So now, ultra-processed foods are categorized as manufactured industrially from multiple ingredients that usually include additives for technological and or cosmetic purposes. This is artificial dyes, artificial flavoring, anything artificial that's in these ultra-processed foods. Now, these are most commonly consumed in the forms of snacks or desserts or ready-to-eat, heat-and-eat meals. Now, the consumption of this type of food has really increased over the last few decades. The trend is driving an increase of early deaths, chronic illness, cancer, cardiovascular disease. All of these things are directly related now, according to this study. In the U.S., and this is gross, get ready, 61% of an adult American's total diet comes from ultra-processed foods. Drink that in. And think about how gross that is. 61% of American adults, their total diet comes from ultra-processed foods. In Canada, it's actually 62%. And in the UK, it's 63%. So the American diet, which has spread all throughout Europe and obviously in Canada, where, you know, this is all the stuff, sugar cereals and instant mac and cheese and chicken fingers and all the stuff that, you know, Americans love to eat. This is literally killing us, and remember, it's associated with, well, hang on one second, so the one thing that the study pointed out is that ultra-processed food consumption is associated with younger age, so these are younger adults, college kids, high school as well, lower income, lower educational level. If you live alone, you're at a higher susceptibility to this, and if you have a higher BMI and a lower physical activity level, basically you are this statistic, so this should be a wake-up call. Get rid of the processed foods. Enough with the body sausage and the bacon and
index.
All that.
Yeah. Well, the thing that is really, this is, and underscores a real problem. A couple of comments. One, I remember when I went to China, the fellow who was my guide used to remind me, he liked reminding me about Western corruption when I saw all of the McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken stores and Burger King everywhere. He called that Western corruption. And it did. It's taken its toll on life spans over there as well. But the real culprit here, as far as I'm concerned, parents and schools who do not educate their children as to what the foibles are in eating this crap. There are very good health education courses that have been prepared by major schools, major medical schools, colleges, and they are ignored by many school committees and school jurisdictions because most of the health ed courses have a sex ed component to them. So everybody loses because some loser on a school committee is all got his panties in a knot or a wad over sex education. So we have these really good health ed programs that are necessary go down the drain because of somebody who's warped opinion and an ignorant, didn't know really what's in the course. They say, sex ed, we're teaching kids how to do it. So that's the end of health ed. And included in the health ed courses are all of the things you just talked about, Victoria. The information is necessary for people to understand what this crap is.
I think we can still choose to teach our kids about sex the way we want to and still have nutrition in schools. I think it's possible. But I would say more than just the education, I think there needs to be a responsibility as well, because we choose. I mean, think about what you do. Even when you try to do the right thing, when you shop the perimeter at the grocery store, processed foods are just everywhere. So I don't even know if it's a lack of education at this point. I think it's actually a lack of choice, and until we tell people to get back to preparing their own meals, which now we're too busy for, then processed foods are going to be a huge issue. I take shortcuts all the time. I try not to. I try to cook good, healthful things, but even when you buy rotisserie chicken at the grocery store, that's pumped full of all kinds of stuff. So I don't know. I guess it's hard because we deal with time. We deal with the busy American lifestyle. We don't necessarily take the time. It might be an excuse, but Doug, live my life. I mean, issue.
My life is, you have generally busy life.
And I would say you are getting a lot of processed foods, too. You go and buy pre-made soups. You go and buy pre-made stuff that you warm up. And so while it might feel like we're doing good things, you and I are both in the same boat, and we're not doing good things.
I have stopped by. Well, I wonder, that's a great reminder for me to look at the labels. I don't buy the stuff in the can.
Well, if there's a label, it's processed.
But I do buy things that are pre-made fish soup often, and some of the other veggie or minestrone kind of soups that are in the grocery store that are made supposedly by the grocery store. But you're right. I need to look at the salt content.
The sodium is what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because if it has a label, it's processed. What you're talking about is actually extremely difficult. It's a difficult choice to make because you really have to commit to it. You have to make everything yourself through whole ingredients. And so if you're buying anything with a label, know that it's been processed in some way.
Yeah, and when we talk about education, you know, and it being in high school or middle school or something like that, it starts way before that. It starts when you're a really, really small child. You know, you talk about Miles and how whenever you visit him, you kind of sneak him out for some ice cream and stuff like that. And I jokingly talk to my parents about how they're, you know, it's their fault that I'm addicted to sugar. But it's true. When you're a really small kid, we've got a cultural issue about what is okay to feed your kids. It's like parents are looked at like they're mean if they don't give their kids any sugar, if they're feeding them vegetables. When, you know, okay, great, you give them snacks when they're a kid, and then you grow up and you become an adult, and that's all you want to eat because that's what tastes delicious and that's what you're addicted to.
That's so true. It's all the taste thing, too. And you know, when kids, if you're, and none of us are, well, Doug, you're a parent, but your kids are grown up, but none of us are parents. If you're parents of young kids and you work, this is also part of the problem. It's very, very difficult. Imagine if, and Jen, I'm going to use you as an example because you have so many jobs and you're so busy. I can't even imagine if you had a toddler that you had to prepare meals for. Where would you even have the time to do that? You know, it's so many parents are stuck in that same situation. And then there's also a cost factor. Buying all organic vegetables and organic fruits and everything, that's wonderful, and that's obviously ideal. But so many parents, they go to Costco and they have to buy the 99-cent frozen pizzas because, you know, they don't have room in the budget for more than that. And that's where we've really gone so far down the rabbit hole with our nutrition in this country. And the childhood obesity is just, it's the next epidemic after the opioid epidemic.
Yep, sure is. You look at the parents, we've made our point. I want to make one other point when it comes to this particular overview. The things in your home that are making you sick, it's not just food, but there are a lot of things in homes. I just saw a survey done by Sotheby's Help here in Los Angeles about homes that are selling. People are asking, why can't I get more of them? My house is $20,000 less than the guy next door. What's the problem? And you look at the two homes, and they are pretty conventional, but one home has got wall-to-wall carpet that's old and old paint in it, but mostly the wall-to-wall carpet. If you have wall-to-wall carpet, anybody who installs wall-to-wall carpet has got rocks in their head. The stuff that is in the fiber that you smell when you put that stuff down is so toxic. And as life goes on, things that get into those rugs and stay in the rugs because you can't get it out, the stuff that's underneath, there's a latex, the underbelly of the wall-to-wall carpet is a latex sealer. So things, any water that gets underneath it, all the ads for Empire, 1-800-EMPIRE, get the new rugs in your home today. They don't tell you that you'll die because they're in your house. But they are bad. Bad, 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 bad. And besides, what's more attractive than looking at a naturally finished wood floor? Maybe you've got a couple of throw rugs or oriental rugs or something down, but carpet, like any wall-to-wall carpet, man, you're just asking for it. All right, there's a word to the wise from Uncle Dougie at 44 after the hour on the DJV show.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper.
the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's move to the state of California, where I am, at least today. Tomorrow, I'll be back in the cold grass of home. Governor Gavin Newsom, oh, what a great American hero he is, getting ready to withdraw the state's National Guard troops from the border down in Tijuana and remove 360 National Guard members from the border. How's this going over locally, Jennifer?
I don't know that California is dialed into it. I know it doesn't go over with me very well because it's just more evidence that he doesn't care about Californians. He doesn't care about people who elected him to office, about their safety. This is the latest in what California has done to try to benefit illegal criminal aliens and people who are here that aren't doing the right thing. We've already reduced crime. We've made rapes misdemeanors in the state of California, which to me is unforgivable.
Why do women vote for people who vote for them?
They're idiots and they don't read the research. And they actually voted for it too, by the way. 47 and 57 were propositions that California's voted for to reclassify many violent crimes, including rape, as misdemeanors. It is unbelievably disgusting. They snuck it in. It's just part of it's part of what they sneak into propositions. But uneducated voters just vote because I'm not even going to bag on them so much. It's that you have to really read deeply into a proposition to see what it's about. You can't read the two sentences that are on the ballot, and people don't have the time to do it, and it comes back to get you in the butt all the time. But Gavin Newsom is making a statement against the president. He'd like to probably run against the president in 2020, and so he's moving the National Guard away from the border.
Just a real waste of time. All right, speaking of time, it's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Doctor, is there a doctor in the house? Yeah, yeah. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, one of the preeminent stars of the Good Day Health program. Nooka Chiropractor here with great advice. There are all kinds of things there. One of the things that I'm, I guess, most pleased about, Jack, is the kind of things that we can sort of do together. The cooperation between us, the Forbidden Doctor website and me promoting it, and the Good Day Health information that's there. Put all of this together. There's so much at your service stuff available because of us, you and Ken and me and other folks that have a lot of good input. So there's no excuse for people lacking for information. It's just you have to take the time to educate yourself. Because not up to Jack, not up to me, it's not up to Ken, not up to anybody else but you to know what's going on in your body. That's why you need at least one annual physical. You need to go see somebody who you really trust, who will tell you the truth about what's going on. They won't sugarcoat it. They will say, this is what's going on in your body, and this is what you need to do to take care of it. And if you don't have somebody that is that frank with you, you ought to go find somebody else. I want people to tell me four square what's going on and how to fix it, and I don't want it sugar-coated. I do want sugar, but I don't want my information sugar-coated. No. All right, so let's get to what? You go ahead.
No. It's just that there's so many voices out there telling you so many different things that you kind of, you know, you when you read through something or you look at something, usually you go one of two different directions. There's something inside of you that rings true, and you kind of want to pursue it until somebody comes along and says, oh, you're crazy to think that way. Yet there's something inside of you leading you that direction.
Yeah.
The other reason that you make a decision is so that you look smart to your peers, which is one of the worst reasons in the world to make a decision on something.
Yes, it is. That's true. All right.
So follow that inner voice.
Always trust your instincts and your gut.
Absolutely.
And this is one thing, isn't it a pretty good example of how I have done that? I read a number of years ago about cumin or turmeric. This is something that's become very popular in America and the West, been used by the Indians forever. Because now I'm not talking about American Indians, I'm talking about Indians from India as a seasoning. And you wonder why people live so long. There are all kinds of research projects. Now, I saw this same one the other day and knew you were going to talk about it, Jack. How to, in senses, you know, you think about what goes on in your body, you absorb this stuff into your system. You take supplements like turmeric, and it's the same thing as, I was going to say cannabis. Curcumin and turmeric are the same thing.
Well, yeah, curcumin is the active aspect of turmeric.
Yeah, all right. So what happens here when you're using turmeric? There is this study that suggests it's fabulous. Those people who've got type 2 diabetes are worried about it. You use turmeric and you won't have any worries, basically, right?
Well, there's a pretty good study out there right now that shows that people, and it's from the American Diabetic Association, if nothing else, that a lot of people who are considered pre-diabetic, they're starting to have insulin sensitivity, they're putting on weight, they have high levels of insulin in the bloodstream, but not a whole lot of sugar because the body isn't recognizing it. And people who were taking at least 1,000 milligrams of turmeric, curcumin, each day for about 9 months, not a single one of them ever progressed into type 2 diabetes. Whereas over 16% of those in the control group did move into a full-blown type 2 diabetic situation. So with all the great things that turmeric can do for the body, this is one of the more powerful ones. It helps to prevent diabetes.
Well, one of the things that I like that I'm going to tout here a little bit, using turmeric, I think has helped me a lot. I do have too much sugar in my diet, but it doesn't seem to be getting the best of me. And one of the things I think is because of the turmeric. I had my eyes tested the other day, and every year I have the doctor actually take pictures of the back of my eye so they can see what's there, because that's where you can tell whether there's any diabetes, any heart disease, anything. If the pulp in the back of your eye is clear, there's no little bleeding, these little teeny microvessels, and this was magnified like 400 times, so I could see everything going on in my eye. He said, "You have no, your eyes look like your the back of your eyes look like 20-year-olds," and so I attribute that, frankly, in part to having turmeric or other things that make me, you know, still able to enjoy sugar. Whether that's an excuse or not, I'm not sure. But turmeric, yes, use it and enjoy the benefits of it. Dr. Jack and Dr. Doug here at 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.